So the epistle for the third Sunday after Easter is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims to refrain yourselves from carnal desires, which war against the soul, having your conversation good among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by the good works which they shall behold in you, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject therefore to every human creature for God's sake, whether it be to the king as excelling, or to the governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of the good. For so is the will of God, that by doing well you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not as making liberty a cloak for malice, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thanksworthy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Then some of his disciples said one to another, "What is this that he saith to us? A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father?" They said, "Therefore, what is this that he saith a little while? We know not what he speaketh." And Jesus knew that they had a mind to ask him, and he said to them, "Of this do you inquire among yourselves, because I said, a little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But when she hath brought forth the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. So also you now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you." Please be seated. O God, who to those that go astray dost show the light of thy truth, that they may return to the path of justice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So as I mentioned, we have this joyful occasion of First Holy Communion, to where our children, they've been prepared for this step, to where they receive Almighty God for the very first time into their soul. And so, yes, in the collect of today's Mass, we ask that God help those that go astray. And so certainly that is one of the prayers that we have for our children, that they never go astray, that they always stay with this purity and this innocence that they have right now. And that what they start with in receiving our Lord for the very first time, that they continue throughout their lives. And one of the lights that Almighty God gives to us, to show to us, to keep us on the right path, is the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, as I mentioned, this month is dedicated to Our Lady. She is truly our mother, and so that's why then I think it's fitting that we also have the opportunity, you know, to have First Holy Communion on Mother's Day. And one, we just have to look in the readings of today, and it talks about how a woman, when she has a child, yes, there is the pain and the sorrow, but it all goes away once a child is born. And so I think it's also then fitting then that they have this opportunity, that truly, of bearing a child for 9 months, then to enjoy Mother's Day with one of their children receiving their first Holy Communion. Because that is the purpose of our families, is to be able to present their children to God. And yes, if they go astray, we'll then keep them on the right path, to return them to that path of justice. And so that's why I say that God gives to us also the Blessed Virgin Mary to help us with that. Just this past Thursday, we celebrated the Feast of the Mediatrix of All Graces, a title that is given to Our Lady as being a good mother. Yes, she is also one that will help us to receive the graces that we need. That she gives this to us. And through these graces, that is what will help us keep on the straight path. And this is what will keep our children on the right path as they come to receive our Lord for the first time. You know, what a grace that is. And so when we think about the graces that Our Lady can give to us, this is one of the most special that we have. And for you parents, it is also a great occasion for you too, that you see your child receiving Almighty God for the very first time, that comes into their soul, that they have this life of God in their soul. And that is why we pray for them to always keep that. We talked yesterday with the little day of recollection, the half a day, of trying to always keep, too, this life of God in our soul. May God forbid we lose that through mortal sin. That is why St. Blanche, the mother of King St. Louis IX, had said that she would rather see her child dead than commit one mortal sin. I mean, it sounds harsh in some ways to us, but it also has a true understanding of what you're trying to do in presenting your children to God. That you want them to become saints. That you want them to always have the life of God in their soul. And that is why you will protect them. That is why you will help them. That is why you will do all these things for them. I mean, you parents sacrifice so much for your children. I mean, on a material level, making sure that they're clothed, they're fed, they're well taken care of, they're protected. That's why also then the protection is to help them to get to heaven. That you should be willing to sacrifice whatever is necessary in order to bring them to heaven. And so this is, for the children, a taste of heaven. Of their first Holy Communion, of receiving God for the very first time. And so that's why for all of us it is a great occasion. It's a special occasion for all of us. First Holy Communion is something that is so wonderful for a parish to celebrate. As I say, to congratulate the parents, to pray for our children, that they always stay faithful to this. Because now we have all these little children receiving our Lord for the first time with the purity and the innocence that is necessary to receive Holy Communion. And something that we strive for, God willing, that we always strive for, every time that we come up to the communion rail. So I always say that it's a good reminder to us of the innocence that is needed, the purity that is needed. When you see them dressed in white, it illustrates the purity of their soul. And so how pleasing that it is to Almighty God to think about that. That God, yes, would be united to them and come into their soul because of that purity, because of that innocence. And so that is why it's so important for us to think about that on this day. This joyous occasion for us all. And that's why I mentioned the Blessed Virgin Mary. Yes, God gives to us different lights to keep us on the right path, to shine the right path for us. In the Mass on Thursday, in the collect of that Mass, it said, "Grant that whosoever shall approach thee for some favor may rejoice at obtaining all things through her." So it talks about the fact of going to God and asking for these graces, and that we will attain them through the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother. And as a good mother, she watches over her children. And that is why that we also, as part of the first Holy Communion ceremony, we clothe them in the brown scapular. We enroll them as part of that because we want them, again, protected. That, yes, they will obtain all things through the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so that's why, and yesterday we talked about always being united to Almighty God, staying with Him. And that for the children and showing to them that this is an act of love that God gives to us. I mean, think about that. That God is really present in the Blessed Sacrament. That God is really present in our souls when we're in the state of grace. When we have the life of God in us, that He is present in all of our souls. I mean, that is truly a proof of God's love for us, that He wants to be united with us. And so that is for our children, that is what we're trying to do for them. You parents have sacrificed so much for them. You prepared them for this day. Their teachers have prepared them for this, making sure that they understand who they're receiving. And so then when we test them, we see and make sure, yes, they know who they're receiving. That they're receiving God into their souls. And by having that chance of receiving God in their souls, that they keep that all the days of their life. That they will be able to always have the life of God living within them. That is our prayer. That is the prayer at Mass for them. That is my prayer for them as their pastor. That they always keep this grace. And so that's why then after this first time that they receive, well, the second, the third, the fourth, the hundredth, the thousandth, whatever, that they approach the communion rail the exact same way. And as I say, that's what is a good reminder to us all, that we approach the same way. The purity, the innocence that is necessary. The state of our soul must be the same way as we approach the communion rail to receive Almighty God into our soul. That we truly have the life of God living within us. Otherwise, we have no life unless we receive this grace of God. And so that's why I say it's such a joyful occasion for us all. We see the innocence of the children going up, how beautiful that they are in coming to approach our Lord. But it could also be a good reminder to all of us of how we should always want to serve God. That we learn with the catechism, and maybe you instructed your children, you know, in the question, you know, what is sin? It's saying no to God. It's a simple answer. But that simple answer has so much meaning to all of us. All we have to do is think about the amount of times that we actually do say no to God. The amount of times throughout our lives that we have lost that grace of God because we said no. Because we've chosen something else other than God. Another creature, another thing. But we should always remind ourselves of that we need to say yes to Almighty God. That, I mean, truly these children want to receive Almighty God for the first time. That we should have that same desire. That should instill in us that same obvious desire to receive God and keep Him within us. And so that's why I say we all celebrate on this glorious feast. Because for them, they're building grace. They're building the grace that is necessary for them to get to heaven. And that's what we think about the mediatrix of all graces, the Blessed Virgin Mary. That she is able to win for us all the graces that are necessary. That we can obtain all through her if we go to her. And so truly it's a great opportunity for us to pray that our children, they keep the purity and innocence. And for you children to pray for your parents, for what they have done for you, pray for your families, the church. God knows that the church needs it. Pray for the one who gives you Holy Communion. Have to always mention that. Because it is necessary for us to remember these things. But as I say, to pray for your parents when you receive our Lord for the first time and go back to the pew and thank God for what He has done for you. To thank God for coming into your soul. And so, yes, let us pray to the Mother of all graces, our Mother, for these children, but also for us to make sure that we restore the purity and the innocence that is necessary to be united with God for all eternity. And as I say, it's a taste for heaven in this life, of receiving our Lord, of having Him within us. And so that is why it's so necessary for us. So I'll leave you with the introit of the Mass. Let us go with confidence to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.